We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support. The hymn In Thee Is Gladness, sung by the St. Olaf Conterai, playing right now at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's sacred music for the world. It follows the church year, and it is some of the very best choral sacred music you will hear anywhere. LutheranPublicRadio.org, 24/7. Listen tonight, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Who is your pastor? How does he look at you, and how do you look at him? It's a very important question. It's a biblical question. Joining us to talk about pastors and their people, and as time permits, religious freedom and the HHS mandate, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author of a recent column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Pastors Love Your People, and he's co-author of an op-ed piece in the Washington Post titled HHS Mandate, An Attack on All People of Faith. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Great to be here, Todd.
What did you learn about pastors as shepherds by observing a true life shepherd of sheep and his relationship to his rather sizable flock?
That was amazing. It was years ago. I was a student at the Lutheran Seminary in South Australia. And we, Kathy and I, had gone on a little trip, and we stayed with some friends of ours, became friends, the Cox, and they had several thousand acres, and they had several thousand sheep. And so Graham wanted to take us out to have a look at the sheep. He threw us on the back of his ute, which was a flatbed truck, and we drove out there, opened the gate up, went through the gate, and I could see the sheep in the distance, and they all began running the opposite direction. And then within a couple of seconds, Graham started saying, "Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob," just very, very calmly and not loud at all, just, "Hey, Bob." And within a few seconds, all of those sheep, thousands of them, were pushed in solid against the truck, bleating. And I realized the truth of Jesus saying that my sheep hear my voice. And That's an amazing truth of the scriptures, and it shows for pastoral practice that the sheep hear the voice of the pastor too. The pastor's not to bark at them, yell at them, treat them poorly, but the shepherd has to do sometimes what needs to be done. But he loves them, he cares for them, and they know his voice, and they follow him. Magnificent.
What is essential about the kind of love that a pastor has for his people and the people have for their pastor? It's a unique kind of love, not found in any place else in the rest of our experience.
No, it really isn't. It is unique, but it's not unique to Jesus. A shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Oftentimes when things go wrong and there's a complaint because the people are not following pastoral authority, and that happens, and it happens because of sin. Nevertheless, the pastor needs to take a look, a hard look at himself, to see how he has been exercising that authority. Is the authority exercised by a leadership that is sacrificing itself completely in service? Or is it self-directed, manipulative, controlling? And we're all capable of those things. So the uniqueness about the kind of shepherding that Jesus does is that he shepherds by using his authority, by surrendering it totally for the sake of others.
Matt, I wonder about And it has become popular in the last, oh, I'd say, you know, 25 years or 30 years. For churches and pastors to adopt a different model of pastor that isn't pastor in any real sense of the word, it isn't shepherd. It is a lot of different things. It's CEO, it's administrator, it's coach. It's a lot of things, but it isn't shepherd. What are your thoughts there?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fundamental model and the fundamental word in the New Testament for pastor is poimen, and that word literally means shepherd. Pastor means shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd, the chief shepherd of the sheep. We are under shepherds, and so the task of the shepherd is to shepherd the flock. He gives them the good things that are given from the Lord, word and sacrament. He gathers them together. He goes after the lost, etc. Now, within that fundamental shepherding paradigm, there's room for all kinds of things. I mean, you know, equipping the saints. Administration, and the New Testament is full of this kind of language. Look at Paul in Romans 12, for instance. Those who lead, proistominos, those who are standing in front, are to do so with zeal. And that in the papyri of the time, the ancient world, first century, that kind of word, zelotes, meant the ability to get stuff done. And so there's plenty of room for all those kinds of gifts, abilities, and to increase those abilities. There is something called leadership. There are sociological disciplines that are absolutely valid. But fundamentally, the church is shepherd and sheep, pastors, preachers and hearers. And if that paradigm is lost, then to the extent that that's lost, the church is lost.
You point out in your recent column that it is not, in fact, the pastor's voice per se, but it is the greater pastor, the greater shepherd's voice that the sheep actually hear and heed. That's where this love really is born, from the true shepherd, the good shepherd's voice. Talk about that with a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing for a pastor to say what Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine be done." And that is a pastor to say, "I'm on about what Jesus is on about, and what I have to say is, and what I want to do is bring Jesus' word to bear in this situation." That's why it's so important for pastors to know the original languages in every way, shape, and form, and to be ready with the Scriptures, to have great knowledge of the Scriptures, and also great insight into the human condition and how to apply the Scriptures and the Word of God into people's lives. And one thing great about being a pastor, perhaps one of the greatest things, is that people let you into their lives at their worst moments and their best moments. And so, you know, you're at the house when the child has died in a car accident, and you're with the family at the wedding of the next child. So you're crying and rejoicing with them. And that is a profound, unspeakable honor to do that. And when you love them, Wilhelm Lea says in his Pastoral Theology, "He who is not well loved is not well heard." And that is a truism, to be sure, but it's true. And yeah, I think the office has to be carried out with that in mind.
What would you say, with only about a minute here, because I have another subject I want to raise with you, to pastors who, although well-meaning, will sometimes adopt an adversarial relationship with their sheep?
Oh my! And it is so tragic when that happens, because there's so much sin on the other side, which comes forth. "Forgive them, Lord; they know not what they do." Dietrich Bonhoeffer says in Life Together that a pastor should never ever complain about his flock, never. I don't know. Boy, I broke that rule myself. It's time for repentance. It's time to realize the Lord has given you a vocation through this people, these sinful people. There's never been a congregation that has been without sin. And after you've done moaning and groaning and you've lay down next to the river and said, "I'm no better than my fathers," like Elijah, and "let me die," then hopefully the Lord will slap you out of it and bring you to your senses about the glorious call you have. And it's time to evaluate. Yes, you've been sinned against, forgive it, and then get up and serve. Serve. Respond by serving, by loving, by caring, by doing. That doesn't always resolve things by any means, but it's the way of the Lord. That's the way it is.
The other subject I wanted to raise with you, Matt, is the HHS mandate that went into effect officially on August 1st, and you have co-authored an op-ed piece for the Washington Post, HHS Mandate, An Attack on All People of Faith. That title, someone might say, Pastor Harrison, you're overstating your case, An Attack on All People of Faith. About 1 minute to respond to that.
Well, the HHS mandate says that the government can force people of religious conviction to violate those religious convictions in their own institutions and churches. And that is simply egregious. If the government can do this to the religious rights of Roman Catholics and others who have conscience objections to abortifacients, and in the case of Roman Catholics, contraceptives, then the government can violate the religious convictions of anybody in their own institutions. It's egregious. It's a violation of the separation of church and state, and it cannot and will not stand.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's author of a recent column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Pastors Love Your People, and he's co-author of an op-ed piece in the Washington Post titled HHS Mandate, An Attack on All People of Faith. You can read both of these at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Matt, thanks for being our guest.
Always a pleasure. The Lord be with you, and keep smiling, brother.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is called One Word, Many Writings. We live in a post-Christian culture, and that means that most people consider all religions to be basically the same and to have the same kind of credibility. That simply isn't true when examined in terms of their sacred writings. That's what this book is all about. Order it from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, One Word, Many Writings, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Old Testament Patriarch Isaac with Dr. Joel Heck of Concordia University, Texas. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thank you, Todd, and thanks for everything you do.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on the value of Issues Etc.
You've done so much to teach so many people about the depth of the gospel and to find joy in the Christian life and experience.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. Issues Etc. Listen to what you want, when you want, at issuesetc.org.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.